As you can see, and as Rob mentioned, I'll be talking about drilling. So this is somewhat of a technical presentation, but, and so sometimes you might think that, well, it might be better presented by someone with a technical background, like a geologist or an engineer. But of course, I'm neither one of those, and I don't have much of a technical background. But what you can call this really is what this oil and gas lawyer has learned about this process and this topic after being in the industry for over 33 years. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about a little bit about geology and what geologists do. Then we're going to get into the drilling process and bringing oil, gas, and water to the surface and what you do with that after it so that you can sell the oil and gas and dispose of the water. And through a couple of times in the presentation, I'm going to talk about just a few of the types of agreements that you might need in order to have in play and to have in place in order to complete this task. To kind of focus in on this and to not have to talk about very much else, I'm just going to make some assumptions about this fictitious oil and gas well that we're drilling. First, I'm going to assume that we're dealing with an onshore well as opposed to an offshore well. It's an oil and gas well as opposed to just a gas well. It's a vertical well, not a horizontal well, although I will mention a little bit about horizontal wells later in the presentation. And we're also going to assume that we're dealing with privately owned minerals as opposed to government-owned minerals. I'm also assuming that the audience is new to the industry. And so if you're not new to the industry, this material may seem pretty basic to you. So I apologize for that, but that's the assumptions. All right. I also want to acknowledge Mr. Barry Simpson for allowing me to use his slides. Most of the slides here are his, but some of them are mine. And I also have an additional source of Kate Van Dyke's Fundamentals of Petroleum, as you see there on the slide. So you want to drill your own oil well. And first question you might ask yourself, where in this wide world am I going to drill it? And the second question you might have to ask yourself is, well, how deep does it need to go? Well, a geologist can tell you. Now, what I'm about to do really is tell you a little bit about what geologists do, and I'm going to way oversimplify what they do. And if there are any geologists in the audience, I apologize for oversimplifying your profession, but it's the only way we can kind of cover what we need to cover in this topic in a half hour. So let's just talk about it. So what do geologists do? Well, they first of all, they're going to collect data, you know, seismic data, logs, you know, all kinds of core samples of wells that are in the particular area that you're interested in. And in addition to that, they might even collect reference materials, because some of these basins where the oil and gas exists have been around a long time, and there's much written about them. Might be some reference books. So they collect that data. And with that data, they're going to try to create or maps of the underground. What does it look like? What does all the structures and everything look like down below the surface of the earth? And after they create those maps, they're going to study those maps. And they're looking for likely oil and gas bearing formations and traps and seals that have trapped the oil and gas in place in enough quantities to make it economical for us to go and drill for it. Now, if you're like me, well, first of all, the oil and gas bearing formations are really rocks that are a formation that is where the rock characteristics are both porous and permeable. And we'll talk about porosity and permeability in just a minute. But if you're like me, you know, as a younger person, I kind of just assume there must be caverns of oil and gas underneath the surface of the earth, and all you had to do is stick a straw in it. But of course, that's not the case. The oil and gas is embedded in the rock. And in fact, our word petroleum comes from the Greek word that means rock oil. But if in order to understand more about oil and gas bearing formations, I think what we need to do is also have an understanding of where did the oil and gas come from in the first place. So what I'm going to talk about now is the organic theory of the origin of oil and gas. And basically goes like this, is that in the ancient times, you had to have a tropical or a warm, shallow sea or bay or a basin, if you will. And this warm, shallow sea is fed by, of course, rivers bringing